Hi, and welcome to the first episode of this brand new fire podcast called Fast Break. It will be all NBA, basically shit talk, but other good stuff too, and analysis, and it's just going to be fun. Okay, so I'm your co-host, Shai Dweck.
And I'm Noah Friedman. What's up, the Fast Break? Shai, did you watch the All-Star game?
I did watch the All-Star game.
I mean, it was pretty pathetic, but there were some good moments, right?
The defensive effort was...
Yeah, it was a great...
Phenomenal, defense. As always, so...
Did you see the Steph lob?
Oh, that was actually tough.
Yeah, so...
That was very tough.
Who...
That he could, like, bounce it to himself.
Who won again? Was it Giannis? Team Giannis? Or Team
no,
LeBron?
Team LeBron came back.
Oh, so it was, like, technically, this is, like, the West representative. He won.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it. So... What do you think about the East? So before the All-Star break, there was the trade deadline, there was a bunch of those moves, and now it looks like there are four powerhouses in the East. You've got the Sixers.
Well, there are.
Yeah, you know, like, you got the Sixers, some people could argue that it's the Pacers, because the Pacers, they are legit.
They are legit,
and so you got the Raptors, the Bucks, the Sixers, and the Celtics. So which one of those teams do you like the most to come out of the East in the playoffs?
Well, what I think, I really gotta praise Nate McMillan and what he's been able to do with the Pacers, because, you know, he's just sort of keeping them in it. They don't have a ton of star power. They have a good bench. The injury to Oladipo is going to hurt them, but they're still in the third seed for now, although that was kind of pretty recently when that injury happened. I do think they'll fall to 6 or 7, but just to get that out of the way, I think they'll be there.
You think they'll make the playoffs?
Yeah. I like the Bucks the most.
Out of all of them?
Out of those teams.
Why? Right. Just because, I mean, they do have the best player, but...
I just think Giannis is so confident. He's unstoppable at the rim. And basically, you can't stop him from getting to the rim, too. He's so big.
And they have surrounded him with really good...
Really good shooters. I mean, Eric Bledsoe's a great playmaker. Malcolm Brogdon.
Chris Middleton. He's an all-star. His first time.
He's an all-star.
A career year.
I mean, I just think Brook Lopez is playing well. They just have a really fantastic group of guys around him, too. And Giannis is so confident right now. I just don't see that Bucks team not going to the finals.
Yeah, but think about this. What? You could get Giannis into foul trouble crazy quickly. When he's had four or more fouls, 13 of their losses, 7 of them have came for when he has 4 or more fouls. So if you take Giannis out of the game, or at least partially, then you're looking at Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, and, like, Brook Lopez. That's not the best
team. Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, and I guess you do have Mirotić, who's
good. Yurisad Ilyasova, Nikola Mirotić.
Okay, yeah. That's
DJ Wilson.
But compare them to the Sixers. The Sixers made a crazy trade. The Tobias Harris trade, that was insane.
That was pretty... I mean, I think the Clippers are kind of smart in that trade. They knew they weren't going to do much this year. Maybe go to the second round. But I think that was smart, so...
And they're looking toward the future. They've got good young guys, right?
Yeah, I think they'll just miss the playoffs, but...
And do you think the Lakers will make it?
I do think the Lakers will come in at 8, but I think they'll lose to the Warriors in 5 games.
But I want to make it clear, you think the Bucks are the best team in the East?
Yes.
Who do you think they're going to play in the semifinals?
Well, I don't know how the seeding is going to just
change. Right, but let's just say
things.
It's the best team. Or the second best
I think
team.
The second best team is the Raptors.
The Raptors.
Right.
Yeah. Marc Gasol's been crazy in that situation.
I think
really
Marc Gasol is going to help them. I don't like that trade for the future of the Raptors team because he's older. And
who do they give up, though?
It's an 8-year difference.
They give up CJ Miles.
Jonas Valanciunas and CJ Miles.
That's true. Jonas Valanciunas.
Maybe
has
a pick in there?
Yeah, I think it was a second rounder. And also DeLon Wright.
So... They're giving up sort of solid bench players, right?
Right.
And they're giving up a young center. That's pretty solid for kind of a older, sort of declining guy who was a superstar.
Yeah, but...
This is a pretty good star.
No. But Kawhi, you've got to go all in on this year. He's one of the best players in the league, and he might leave next year. You have to make it to the finals.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that the Warriors are there, so...
But you have to give a reason for Kawhi to stay.
Right. From a business perspective, it makes sense. Because you're going to basically try to get your team to the finals, right? And that's the best way to do it. But from, like, a GM-ish perspective, I personally, what I thought, I was like, well, if they might not even get to the finals, because I think the Bucks are going to stay on their way and do that.
Yeah,
I think so. And even if they do, everyone knows the Warriors are probably going to come out on top. So it's that's just my sort of take on it.
So obviously there's the top of the East, and then you go down a little bit, and then there's teams like the Hornets, the Pistons, and then there's the Wizards.
Right.
So I think the Wizards are on the outside looking in right now.
They are. They're the 10th seed right now.
So do you think they're going to climb back up to make it?
I think it's tough. I think it could happen. I'm not saying that it won't.
I mean, they're terrible.
I'm not saying that it won't.
They're 24-34.
But I am a Wizards fan, just so everybody knows. But I could see it happening. They're actually 11th. I was wrong about that.
Oh.
But I don't see it. I don't see it. I think... Nah, I just don't see it. I think the East has a number of solid teams. And honestly, I think you could argue the Magic have a better chance to go up and make it with the Wizards.
That's true. Nikola Vucevic has been good. And
right. I mean, they have good guys around. I think Jonathan Isaac's, you know, sort of developing.
And Terrence Ross.
Ross has been playing pretty well recently.
Sixth man of the year candidate, definitely. But do you think the Wizards have a bright future?
No. No.
Obviously, there's been this John Wall stuff happening.
I think John Wall is hindering them. I like what they did with Otto Porter.
You do?
Freeing up that cast base, getting a little more flexible. The only thing is that they're paying John Wall that so much money, and he's, by the time he's done with that deal, he's going to be 34.
Yeah, and like, for all of you that don't know, it's 4 years. I think it's $180 million or something.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, and like, he's not playing. When's the last time he played, like, you know,
20 straight games? I don't know, but he's injuries have been an issue for him. I think when he's on the court, they're really good.
They're better without him, though.
I mean, it was on a... change what I'm saying. When he's on the court, been really good.
That's fair.
But when you look at the team, look at how good Bradley Beal is. Yeah. He's having a career year. He's playing, like, I think you could argue Bradley Beal is better than John Wall.
No,
I would argue that.
At this point. He's young, 25, that's pretty good.
You need to build your team around him. John Wall, I mean, they've been just as good with or without him. Maybe slightly marginal, in my opinion. But I think you need to build around Bradley Beal and try to trade John Wall. This contract is hindering you from building.
No, you can't trade John Wall. What team's going to take him? It's the worst contract in the NBA.
Okay, you don't think a team like the Lakers that are desperate to win now next year, even if he comes back in February to help him with a playoff push?
You can't win now if you don't play.
He's going to come back in February. He's coming back next February.
Yeah, it's going to be 14 months since he's last played.
I know, but when he was there, you can't deny he was a top 8 point guard in the league.
Yeah, but
he was one of the best point guards in the league. Maybe top 5.
No,
okay?
But his playing is based around athleticism, strength, and speed. And he's obviously not going to be the same athletically with, you know, being out for 15 months. There's no way he can come back and even be like a shell of what he was. And with that contract...
You didn't know that.
Yes! His whole thing was, like, speed.
The injury, I know, but that could affect it. I think it will, but I don't think it's... Then again, he is that athletic that it might not. So I think the argument could go both ways, if you see what I'm trying to say.
But you think the Lakers would take him?
Maybe.
Like, for what, though?
I was thinking the best they could get is maybe Brandon Ingram in a first-round pick, which is going to be a later first-round pick because they're, you know...
20th-ish.
About 20th-ish. But I think Brandon Ingram is going to be the last year of his deal, you know? So I think if they could even get just a first-round pick, first-round pick, I think that would be... They need to just free themselves of that contract, you know? I think... One, you need to be on the court. Two, they're just... The contract is hindering them. Because right now, half the game is free agency. Right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all this Kyrie stuff, all this KD stuff.
So, if they want to build about Bradley Beal, they need to do it mainly probably through free agency. Because recently, they haven't been drafting very well.
No.
And I mean, I think they'll have a top 10 pick this coming year. I think I would project him to have around, what, 7 to 10? I think that sounds correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a, you get a good player there, but, you know.
You get a terrible contract. The worst contract in the history of the NBA, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a...
It's not, that's not the bad contract they only have, but you think the Lakers might get him if he's healthy.
I think the Lakers could try. I think if we would have to pursue the trade, and I think we should pursue the trade, but the only thing is I don't think it's going to happen because I think the Wizards owner does not want to do that. Okay. It's like Ted Lanosis or something. I can't pronounce his last name.
Okay, well...
But he, like... I don't think that's what the organization wants to do, and I think that's not the right thing. I think that's not smart. And I think it was smart to free up the cap space and trade out a Porter, but I think
Do you think they should tank?
What?
Do you think they should tank?
No. I don't think they should tank.
But how are they going to win? Who do they have?
From a business perspective, like... We know they're not tanking, because Wizards owner came out and said they're not going to tank.
Yeah.
Should they tank? Maybe, but, I mean, I think right now you just want to get your fans just to be able to see a first round of the playoffs.
That's fair.
That's what you want.
Focus right? on the playoffs.
Because you're looking at the future, and you look at this contract, that's hindering you for, what, four more years?
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't look like they're going to want to part ways with him, but I think they should, but... So I'm thinking you should give the fans, you know, a trip to the playoffs.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
All right, so let's move on to the Lakers. You were talking about them. And according to Basketball Reference, they have a 4.9 chance of even making the playoffs. So what do you think about that? Do you think they will make the playoffs? Because they looked terrible before the All-Star break.
I think... I could see them not making the playoffs. I could see it. Okay. Well, change what I said. I think it could happen. It could.
They have LeBron. They have LeBron.
You picture in your head. You can't see LeBron missing the playoffs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, things have happened, you know.
But you made the finals the last 8 years.
I know, but things could happen. Hey, the Steelers missed the playoffs this year.
Oh, my God. Well, the Steelers weren't good.
Hey, the Steelers have one of the best talented teams in the NFL.
Okay.
You know, they have the best receiver in the NFL. All right. And they missed playoffs.
So, let me...
There's a whole different conversation. I'm a Steelers fan.
Yep, who knew?
I just say, stranger things have happened. I can't see him not really. I think they'll slide in at AFC and make that push. So, I think the Clippers are going to probably fall a little bit.
Yeah, they traded away their season with Tobias, right?
I think that because they're trying to build, it may make sense for them to not tank, but maybe
focus on their young guys
a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Lakers schedule right now. According to this, they have the fourth hardest schedule.
Yeah.
They have the Rockets, they have the Pelicans, they have the Bucks, they have the Clippers, Nuggets, Celtics, Raptors, the Bucks again, then the Nets, then the Kings, then the Jazz, then the Hornets, and then the Thunder. And then they play the Warriors, then the Clippers, and then the Trailblazers, and then the Jazz again. And then they have a few games against the Pelicans and the Knicks. But how many of those are they going to win? Like, they're not good, right?
I mean, I just think that...
They'd be lucky if they won 10 of those. Right? And 10 of those probably isn't going to get them into the playoffs. Because right now they have 28 wins.
Yeah, but you have to look at LeBron James. He is one of the GOATs of all time.
Yeah.
Not the GOAT of all time.
Yeah, come on.
You have to look at... I don't like if you're picking games, you're not going to pick the Lakers, right?
No.
But you have to pick LeBron James.
That's true. And
just kind of you defend... Like, it's sort of your... I don't know. It's sort of...
And they do have other veterans. They have Rondo and they have JaVale. And they know what it takes to win.
But so, the young guys need experience. So I think they'll slide into the eighth seed, not because they're gonna. I think LeBron's gonna have some gonna work some miracle.
We saw what he did last year.
He's gonna win a few, win more games than expected. But I think it's mostly gonna be because teams like the Clippers, or so may
fall
back.
Okay. Right? So you think the Lakers will make the playoffs?
I would say that they would, but it's really hard to say.
Okay,
I
would but say they would. You think that giving them a 4.9 chance is too low?
Okay, so you're okay. This I don't know how it does it, but it's probably going through their schedule, right, and picking the games. There's no LeBron James factor.
Okay, that's true. You can't factor in LeBron.
Right, and what he can bring. So I just think that's just...
That's too low.
I don't know how it is from a mathematical standpoint. It's probably around correct, but...
It's too low.
I would say it's low.
Okay, so you think they're going to make the eighth seed, and then they play the Warriors. No one's stopping the Warriors. So do you even think it's worth it to make the playoffs? Because if you get the seventh seed, then you're playing the Nuggets. And I think the Nuggets are beatable.
The Nuggets, of course, are beatable. The Warriors are
beatable. They're not beatable. The Lakers team could be beat,
but I don't think that they will be beat. There's no team... I think the Sixers could maybe, just maybe, pull it off.
Okay, but we're talking about the West, and they're not going to lose in the first round. So it's like, why would you even try to get the eighth seed? You might as well just tank this season. Rest LeBron until he's healthy. Because he doesn't look like himself.
I mean, I think you have to try to make the playoffs.
You think so? I mean, yes. That's going to be a failure if they don't.
They just signed LeBron James, okay? These Lakers fans are excited, right? I mean, I think you have to try to make that push. I mean, we already know that's what Magic Johnson wants to do, right?
And so, Rob Pelinka.
So, I mean, I think...
And LeBron.
It's not up to us.
Right, yeah. So, obviously the Warriors are probably going to win the finals, right? But right. Who do you think in the West is their biggest competitor? Because you've got the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Blazers, the Jazz, the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Clippers. Those are all the teams in the playoff picture. And then you have the Lakers outside. But which one of those teams do you think has the best chance of beating the Warriors?
Well, I think you can look at the Rockets for one. Because the Rockets...
They almost won last year.
They almost beat them last year, right. They put that game in 7 games, and Chris Paul was injured. I mean, Chris Paul's injured now, too. But
right.
He has that kind of veteran in your chip. James Harden's unguardable.
But James Harden hasn't been that good in the playoffs.
Yes, but I think this year... He gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's different.
I mean...
He's just different.
I just think... I think he should win MVP again.
Really? You think over Giannis?
I think James Harden should win over Giannis. That's a take? That's my take.
But so you think the Rockets have the best chance of anyone in the West?
Well, I'd say the Nuggets, too. I think the Nuggets have a chance, but... I think the Nuggets could, but I think the Nuggets are a little too inexperienced.
Yeah, inexperienced, young. Okay.
But I think another team that I think probably the best shot, I would say, could be the Thunder.
Yeah, I was saying the Thunder, too.
Because, and I think, when you think why, Paul George.
He's in the MVP race.
Yeah, and also, I mean, is he?
Yes, he's been playing terrifically.
I know he's playing terrifically. But, like, he's not on the level of Giannis or James Harden, in my opinion.
He might. He's taking his team pretty far. Let's look at his... He's averaging 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. And he's probably the best defender in the game right now. At this moment. And he's been crazy hot. I don't know.
But... That's a different conversation. I think we can agree on that. But I think because of Paul George and how good he is defensively, he may be able to stop and match up against Kevin Durant.
If anyone can.
Slow him down.
Yeah,
right?
Slow him down.
That's going to be the key for the Thunder. And then Russell Westbrook, too. He's become a good defender. Could he maybe try to limit Curry from long range?
Wow. And he brings the intensity every night, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and then Steven Adams in the center position.
Yeah, no, he could guard up on Boogie if anyone can, really.
Like, I mean, Boogie, I think, would win that matchup, and I think Steven Adams could do a good job, and I think Draymond Green's not a huge factor anymore, as he once was. I think he's still a really good player, but he's not sort of at the elite level. So, and I think a Thunder bench is better than the Warriors bench, so maybe that depth.
They're basically all just big athletic guys that can guard anyone. And, like, that's kind of what you want to see from your bench and people that you're going against, like, these, you know, Warriors players.
Right. Like Steph. So that's, you know, I'd say the Thunder and the Rockets and the Nuggets. Those would be my teams.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, what do you think, like, what teams do you think are sort of on the rise right
now? On the rise? Well, I think the Sixers, after they got Tobias Harris.
Right.
I definitely think the Kings. The Kings are young. De'Aaron Fox has been good.
Fantastic.
Like, maybe an all-star snub. That's a different story. And Buddy Hield.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
All right, let's pull up the stats.
Let's pull up the stats.
He's the leader on that team, right? If anyone is, he's the leader. 17 points per game, 7 assists. Either him or Buddy. Buddy's been crazy good. Yeah, Buddy's been having, you know, 20 points,
but
rebounds, 2 assists.
But they are in the West, right? So.
And that's a harder conference.
Right, but the Mavericks are in the West.
Yeah, well, you think Luka Doncic should have been in. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think if you're making the argument for De'Aaron Fox, why not Luka Doncic? I think Luka Doncic is so much better than
De'Aaron Fox. Okay, but on back to the Kings. Do you think the Kings will make the playoffs?
No.
You don't think they'll make the playoffs?
I think they have an extremely bright future, but I'm looking at the standings. Nuggets, Warriors, Thunder isn't moving anywhere.
No.
Rockets and Trailblazers could switch, I don't know. But Jazz, I think, is going to stay there. I don't see the Spurs falling out, especially with Popovich as their coach. So I think Lakers will move up and take the Clippers spot, and there's not enough room for the Kings.
So it's really just the Kings and the Lakers that are battling for the Clippers spot. Ah, that's going to be a close one, though.
And I think I think you could argue that the Clippers have a better shot at making the playoffs than the Kings.
Yeah, one really could. I mean, they're two games ahead.
Right, so I think, I'd say probably the Lakers won on that, and sort of that AFC playoff race, then the Clippers, then the Kings.
Okay, that's fair, but they're still on the rise, right? They weren't supposed to be good this year. And they are really good.
I think they've been good. Right.
I think another team, the Pistons, they have Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond, who's been pretty good, but mostly it's Blake. But I think when it comes down to...
I think they'll make the playoffs, but I think that team is...
Maybe they're not going to go anywhere, right? They're at the eighth seed right now. They're not going to beat the Bucks.
But, like, what about the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about those Nets, man.
Is that for real, or is this...
No.
Are they just a fluke that just come out of nowhere? Are they for real? Take them seriously.
No, D'Angelo Russell's been insane, right?
No, I think he's been good. Him, Spencer Dinwiddie. I mean, he still doesn't get enough credit. I think Jared Allen's come in and been very good. You know, Joe Harris just won the 3-point contest.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, so, they're really young, too, which is very important.
So I think Brooklyn, they'll lose in the first round. So right now, they would play.
Wait. Right now, if the standings were to change,
right.
They're at the 6th seed, and the Pacers are at the 3 seed. And they could beat the Pacers.
But I don't think the Pacers are going to be there. That's the thing.
You don't think so? You think it's going to be the Celtics that move up, right?
No,
or the Sixers.
I think the Sixers are going to take the 3.
Okay, so one of those teams is going
to
move up.
I think they would lose to the Celtics and the Sixers.
But,
and I think you could make a fair argument that they could lose to the Pacers without even Oladipo.
Yeah, that's true. But what's good about this is they're cementing themselves as a free agent destination.
Right.
Like, he's on, like, you know, Anthony Davis's list, supposedly.
27 teams are on Anthony Davis. 27. Sorry,
okay, but
27.
The original list.
29
And
teams.
Jimmy Butler, when he wanted to be traded.
Different.
When Jimmy Butler wanted to be traded, he was on. They're cementing themselves as a team that's one star away, and like a star could go to that team in hopes of, you know, trying to build something.
Right.
I really like them.
I think those are definitely some teams that are on the rise. What about teams on the decline? Teams that are, going down.
Well, I mean, I think
downhill.
The Wizards. As we talked about the Wizards.
Don't put me in any more peril.
All their issues.
We skip the Wizards.
Obviously the Pelicans, with all this Anthony Davis drama.
Right.
They don't want him there. But they're being fined because they're not playing him, but they don't want him on that team anymore.
I know. I mean, it's just sort of... It's kind of upsetting to see.
And I'm sad they didn't trade Drew away. I think he deserves better than this. I think that the Heat will probably fade away.
I mean, the Heat...
Who do they have, right? They have Haas on one side.
But is that a testament to Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah.
How he's always sort of gotten them there?
Yeah, it is, I guess. Like, after LeBron, they haven't been good.
I think Josh Richardson's played well, though.
Yeah. He's probably their best player, right?
I think him, Son Whiteside. Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, no, they have some young guys, but I don't think these guys are enough to actually carry any teams or any kind of load that you're going to expect in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, actually, one more team that is on the rise is probably the Hawks.
The Hawks are on the rise.
You know, Trae Young, Herder, that guy, Kevin Herder. Yeah, Kevin Herder, and Josh Hollins, who probably should have been in the All-Star game. Did I say Josh?
You said Joe, yeah.
It's John Collins. Yeah.
I don't know if he should have been the All-Star game.
Well, he was pretty good.
I don't think he should have been the
All-Star game. They're a tanking team.
I don't know about that. I think that's very... I would argue against you on that. I do not think John Collins should have been the All-Star game by any means.
He's averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds.
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well...
I don't think so.
Anyway, even though they're supposed to be losing because they're tanking, they're actually winning... But I think that's good for them. These young guys are really getting a lot of experience.
So you think they're on the rise?
Yeah, and they have a 14% chance.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, okay.
Free agency. Who do you see making a splash?
Yeah, well, all the free agents, Kemba, Kawhi, KD, Kyrie, Boogie. Yeah, Boogie's... I mean, is he been good this season? Oh, you're right, Klay. Klay's a really important one.
Klay's 29 years old.
Is he really?
I believe something like that.
Yeah, but he's the perfect system player. That's to play like. I don't know. I could see him going to the Lakers, maybe.
Maybe that could happen. I think he may stay. I think
he's gonna stay.
I predict Klay will stay. I think Kevin Durant's gonna go probably the Knicks.
Yeah, you think the Knicks could have a good shot?
Yeah.
And I think Kyrie might leave, which is not something that I'm happy about.
Yeah,
but
Celtics. I think Kyrie could stay, could leave.
He's kind of a mystery.
He could meet KD in the Knicks. He could meet KD there in New York.
Yeah, right. They team up. I don't know, like, let's say the... Zion, right. I don't know why I forgot Zion's name, but they could get the number one pick and they get Zion.
That could be a super team.
But they could trade him for Anthony Davis. Would you trade... If you're the Pelicans, would you accept Zion for Anthony Davis?
Of course.
You would?
So yeah, then they would throw in a player, too, probably.
But. You could throw in Dennis Smith Jr. And then you would have Anthony Davis, Kyrie, and KD. Like, that might be the best team in the league by default, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think Kemba's going to stay? Think they're going to offer, or the Hornets are going to offer him, like, the Supermax, and he'll just stay? Or do you think he wants to be on a big market team?
If I'm the Hornets, I'm not going to offer him a Supermax.
What? You wouldn't? You got it. He's your only good player.
I know, but I think you got to rebuild.
Yeah, just tank for him. Or tank for someone.
I think you have to rebuild. Start from scratch. You have so many other busted contracts. Busted contracts.
Yeah, Nicholas
Batum. And players that just been turned out terribly. You've got to just rebuild.
And they have good prospects, like Miles Bridges.
Their future may be just as bleak as the Wizards.
If anyone's future is that bleak.
Right.
Alright. Well, should we...
At least, even if John Wall does come back and he's the same, you know,
they
would still
good.
Have one of the best backcourts. I mean, they wouldn't be good. They would maybe not be that great, but they would maybe be the AFC and have a very solid backcourt.
They weren't good beforehand.
But when John Wall was...
When John Wall was playing, they
were competitive with the Raptors in that series last year.
Well, yes, but they didn't get out of the first round. Like, you can't build your team around getting out of the first round. You got to build your team for finals.
But that's still a brighter future than just maybe Kemba Walker and then garbage.
That's true. I still think the Knicks are a little bit leaning too much on free agency.
Yeah.
Like, Katie's weird. Like, we don't know what he's going to do.
Katie's weird.
No, but... We didn't expect
the snake.
Him. We didn't expect him to go to the Warriors. We didn't expect him to re-sign last year.
I kinda saw that. No, I'm kidding.
You saw it? Oh, okay. I was about. Should we move on to our fact or fiction of the day?
Right, fact or fiction.
Okay. Shaw, I want to know, do you think the Brooklyn Nets are going to make it out of the first round?
Well, I think I might have already touched upon this, but yes, they're going to lose in the first round.
They're going to lose. Okay, do you think the Trailblazers are?
As of now?
The number 4 seed, they'd be playing against the Spurs at number 7.
They would beat the Spurs.
Oh, sorry, they'd be playing the Rockets at number 5.
Oh, they would lose the Rockets.
You think they'd lose to the Rockets?
They would lose the Rockets. Do you remember the Trailblazers in the playoffs last year? It was not pretty. It was not pretty.
The Pelicans matched up really well with them. The Rockets, they don't... I mean, I guess it all depends if Chris Paul can stay healthy.
Nobody can guard James Harden. Okay, I don't think the combinedness of CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, which basically they're
great together.
Right. I don't think they add up to James Harden. That, in my personal opinion. I don't think they add up to James Harden.
Okay, so you think
I think Chris Paul is going to be there, too, so... Well, that whether that will help him or hurt
him. And Clint Capella. They're getting
Clint Capella. And Clint Capella. So I don't see it happening.
Okay.
Because Clint Capella will dominate against... They have Yusuf Nurkic, who's actually...
He's no Clint Capella.
Pretty good.
He's no Clint Capella.
He's been pretty good, but he's not... I don't think he's Clint Capella.
Okay. Well, to wrap it up, should I ask you, who do you want Zion to go to?
Who do I want Zion to go to?
Yeah,
the Washington Wizards.
Oh, okay. But teams that are actually going to get him, like the Suns, maybe? Okay. The Knicks?
Give me 4 choices.
Okay, the Knicks.
Okay.
The Suns.
Okay.
The Cavs.
Okay.
The Bulls. The Hawks. I would not want to see...
Okay.
Not I'd the Cavs, right?
I'd like to see him go to the Knicks or the Bulls.
The Bulls? So you're pairing him with... Wendell Carter Jr.
Laurie Markkanen.
And Chris Dunn. And Zach LaVine.
Otto Porter Jr.
That's a pretty good team.
So, I just thought I think it would be interesting. Though, I don't think the Bulls are going to end up with that pick.
But
I think it would be cool to sort of see the Chicago team after that sort of Jimmy Butler trade saying we're going to rebuild now, right? I think it would be kind of cool to see this young team sort of come in full circle.
Okay, so, but you don't want... I definitely don't want the Cavs.
Right? Ugh, awful.
Yeah, I don't want them to see them waste another generation of talent. Okay,
the Cavs have to be bad for them.
Yeah, you know.
Just be terrible.
They wasted LeBron.
Just have Colin Sexton, and then he'll turn into Kemba Walker, and that'll
be... And they'll still be bad.
Garbage, right, they'll be bad.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to the Fast Break Podcast. Shaw, any last words?
Oh, yes. Listen to Game Time Podcast. That's one of my other podcasts. Very fire. Talk about NFL stuff. It's cool. I think they're coming off an MLB edition, too. I won't be a part of that, but check that out from me and Noah.
Yeah, shout out Alex Rubinson and Le'Veon Bell. All right, thank you, everyone, and have a great night.
We're not shouting at Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell. And Antonio Brown.
I hate the both. They're awful people.
He's a Steelers fan. All right.
This has nothing to do with basketball.
Thank you, we're signing off. Goodbye.